Okay, this is where we get to welcome you to the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station with yours truly, Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. So yesterday, we started with a topic, and yesterday we're talking about a guy who reached out, you know, complaining about the girlfriend. Now, let me read this out. I am Yomi and I am so in love with my girlfriend. We've done a year and 3 months already and we've had a couple of fights. Whenever she gets me angry, she likes to give me space. According to her, she gets really scared of my reaction, so she allows me time to breathe. I end up calling her when I notice she's not trying to reach me. Now I am the type of person that loves my partner to plead and make sure we settle no matter how angry I get, but she doesn't do that. So yesterday we basically asked a few questions, and I'll take the questions again. So yesterday I asked, how do you deal or how do you handle being upset with someone you love? When you are angry, do you want space at that period or attention? Do you prefer to be left alone or do you want to be around them? When you are upset, are you the type that, of course, we're fighting, yes, we're not cool, but hey, babe, stay at home. Maybe stay somewhere else, the sitting room, while I'll stay at the room, but just be around. Let me know that you're still with me, even if you're mad at me. Are you that type? Or do you like to deal with the situation immediately? It happens, or you prefer to give it time, then sort it out later. How are you? What's your kind of person in relationship? So yesterday we had limited time to trash this and I promised to bring it up today and just dedicate 30 minutes to this before we get into the day's topic. And interestingly, tonight I want us to talk about blood covenant. Yeah, so I was just going through my DMs and I stumbled on this. Hi Ada, I once had a girl that demanded we have a blood covenant in order to prove my love. Stumbled on her wedding pictures recently on Facebook. I am just laughing. Wow. So I saw that. I was like, oh, more times 1,000. Anyway, so later on the show, we'll be having this conversation. And I just want to know, would you marry someone who once had a blood covenant with an ex? Give it a thought, because after we talk about how you act with your partner when you're angry, how you act in your relationship when you're mad with your lover, we'll definitely talk about blood oath on the show. Trust me, it's going to be an awesome night, and hopefully I'll be joined by Pondit and Dennis, and together all three of us would do well to utilize the 2 hours that we have. And I'm proud to the previous show, Life and Dangers with Daddy Freeze, what we earlier discussed. I will be playing you a song by Alicia Keys, and this one is We Are Here. So regardless of the conversation, regardless of what's going on, I just want you to know that we're all here for each other. Let's do our best to leave as one with love, understanding, and of course, make our nation peaceful. Let's stop the fight. Let's just be happy. Enjoy this. We'll be right back. It was released in the year 2004. Now, I'm going to give you time to think about where you were that year. Where were you in the year 2004? Probably running around saying mommy and daddy thank you, you know, having free breakfast, lunch and dinner. But now, guess what? You are an adult. Welcome to adulthood. Okay, a beautiful morning to you. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 22 minutes gone past 12. And I go by the name Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station, where we basically talk about matters of the heart. Just in case anything is bothering you in your relationship and you need people to talk to you about that, well, worry no more. You have the Chart Station family members, and together we'll do our best to talk to you about that problem of yours. Before I reintroduce the day's topic, I have someone in the studio right here with me. I'm talking about Mr. Dennis Jimmy. Can you stop doing that?
And that's, seriously, you'll be giving me drum roll.
Why should I?
Why would I give
you? You're not Jeff Bezos, bro. You're not Elon Musk.
It's not about being Jeff Bezos.
Of course it is.
It is Dennis. And I deserve
who is
it.
Dennis? If you're not Jeff Bezos, bro, you deserve
a drum roll. Would that be Jeff
Bezos? Of course.
No.
No, you should be.
I'm Dennis.
I am sorry. You see, someone like Dennis, I think I can give you just maybe a matchstick.
What is matchstick?
From
Don't worry. When the time comes, you know. Anyway, good morning to you. How are you? How are you doing?
Hope you're good. Are you asking me?
Hope you're fine. Yeah. Who they ask you? Are they ask you where they listen to me, Jerry? So how are you? How are you doing? Oh, you're good. Oh, you're fine. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. Today was stressful. Anyway,
nobody asked you about your day.
No, they will ask me. They will ask me about my day. If you don't ask me, you that you're listening to me, you ask me. Mm-hmm?
Okay, let me be civil. How are you, Dennis? How was your day?
Your day, everybody. My day was fine, but it was stressful anyway.
Oh, really?
It was stressful.
Why was it stressful?
I had a couple of meetings, went out, met some, people.
Mm, okay.
Before I say something, I will not capitalize on it.
No, don't worry.
So, it was interesting, but it was stressful anyway.
Oh, really?
I wanted to even go to the bank, but I couldn't go to the bank.
Why? No cash in there? Don't worry.
Because of the busy schedule, that's why I couldn't go to the bank.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Of course, I always have cash.
Oh, you're scared of going to see insufficient funds?
Which one? Yeah. Seriously, if they are calling people that have money, they will call me too. Because myself, I thought.
Google send me money, buy.
I thought bad pass. But anyway, it was stressful, but I love it.
Okay.
I really love it. Look forward to today too. It will be stressful as well because I have some couple of conferences to attend.
Okay.
That's today and tomorrow.
Mm, okay. You're such a busy man, yeah. It's good. It's good.
I said it yesterday, I told you I'm gonna cash out. I shock you, Abby.
It's not about cashing out. The thing is, how much are you cashing out?
It's not about how much. It's about when the money comes. Cash. It's not about how much.
Okay.
Who cares?
I wish you success.
For the amount.
I do care, but you know what? Whatever it is, whatever amount you want to cash out,
I wish you success. I'm going to take you out. calm down.
You can't take me out. Don't bother.
Okay, I agree. Don't. I take you out. But... taking you out now, would you even mind how much?
No, Dennis, I am not.
You are obliged.
No, take a pause. I am not that kind of girl. If you want to take me out, I ask you basic questions. Number one, I ask you, where are you taking me to? Aside the
why would you? Why would you ask?
For real, I want to know.
So is it your business?
It is safety, and it's just good. It's just normal. It's just
safety
ideal to know where you're going to.
For unknown person or no person,
it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, Dennis, you can't be that careless. Regardless of who, be you my brother, be you my best friend, be you my husband. If you want to take me out, I ask you, what up, babe? Where are you taking me to? First, I want to know where. Then I can relate that to someone else, a friend or a family member. And also, after asking you where, I'm gonna ask you your budget. Guy, how much are you taking?
Don't you think it's rude to ask?
It's not. It's me. It's me being polite. I want to know because you might propose a restaurant that I don't like. And it's up for me to now say, okay, guy, I don't like this place you want to take me to. Let's do this other restaurant. If I tell you,
you come with your money.
I tell you, this place, it's quite expensive. So I want to know your budget. If you tell me, okay, fine, I want to do 20K. I'll tell you, okay, 20K cannot take us here. 50K can't. I have 30K, I'll add it up. Let's go. I'll add it up. We go.
Of course.
So I always ask, Dennis. I do.
No, not to ask the budget.
No.
You can ask the place.
Then I ask you how much, guy. So I know if I am contributing. If you are taking everything upon yourself, then fine.
Somebody,
I handle my transportation.
Somebody said, let's hang out.
No, I
it's
don't
not
do
about,
that.
Come, let's
People are different. I am a very different girl. I hate embarrassment. I will never follow you to a place that I don't know. And then I won't, and I can't follow you when I'm not sure of your financial capability because I don't want to see myself on the blog.
So.
Ada, there
is money.
Sorry.
No,
you're not Jeff Bezos. I can't trust you. I am sorry. No.
This is Assurance 2021.
No, you're not Elon Musk. You're not Jeff Bezos. You're not Ned.
Ada,
come on.
This is Assurance 2021. Don't worry.
Bro.
Ada, calm down. I said it yesterday. I'm going to cash out.
Bro.
So when the money comes.
Assurance. I'll come home upstick the mop. No, bro. You can't do that to me.
you go wash plates.
No way. You have to talk to me. You have to talk about it. Like, I have a place I am going to tomorrow. I can show you my chart after this. The person I'm going out with, I'm like, okay, what's up? How much are we spending? So you see, I am that type.
Relax down to how much.
Of course, I need to know.
And him too.
And regardless, even if you give me 1,000 assurance that you are going to be responsible for everything, guy, I can never come out without my card. Never.
No, I'll just say, I'll leave
her. Never.
How will you ask me how much? Now, you do my pocket.
Pray to have a girl that will always ask you that.
That one will just say, I don't have any money.
You don't have any money, so then why are you initiating taking me out?
Of course, so that she will be the one to pay the...
Okay, you don't have any money, bro. I am not ready to go out because I don't have money now. Let's do it some other time. Right. That simple. Of course. You can't just drag me out of my house, take me out, and then you tell me you don't have money. No, that's why we need
why
to have that conversation.
Drag you out of your house?
No, that's you asking me for a date.
It's an invite.
You are inviting me. Let me know if you are capable.
It will sound as domestic violence.
You have to let you have to let me know if you are capable enough to take me to the places that I want to go to.
For my outing.
It doesn't matter.
For my money.
No, you are a guy, but you have
for my invite.
You have to be a gentleman. Ladies first, you have to ask me where I want to go to. What if you want to take me out and then you're taking me to one booker that I don't like or to one
is
local
it that
restaurant?
You like it or make
so
you,
why are you taking me out?
Or may you chop? I don't get.
I am not hungry.
Ah, your stomach is
not. I am not. No, for real. It's not like I don't eat, but I am not really, really into food. I can go 2 days without food. Pundit and I were actually kind of very close. He knows. Pundit knows. There are days that Pundit would call me, how far you don't chop? I'm like, I'm not feeling it. I just want to do biscuit. This is not me just saying it because I'm on the radio.
Just do biscuit.
There are days that I do just ketchup and fries and I'm fine. So imagine taking
morning,
me out
afternoon, night. Ketchup.
I eat just once. What sometimes. I don't know. So now look at it.
You're not hungry.
You want to take me out. And you think food is my problem. You don't take me to a place that I don't like. And then I get there, I'm like, bro, I don't want to eat.
But anyway, by and large, Ada.
Yeah.
Not too much story.
Not too much story. Whenever you want to take me out, let me know. And let me know how much you have.
Then we'll know. In fact, we'll cross the bridge.
With your whole salary, yeah?
Why would I use my water? I'll use different money. No, no. With your
all right. It's all good. It's all good. 31 minutes gone past 12. And this is a Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station. It's an awesome night, I must say. I have two guys with me talking about Dennis and, of course, Pundit, who is, by the way, looking so heartbroken. But I don't know. Hi, Pundit. Who broke your heart?
So you had to
So people listening to us right now, the person that I was describing that is a good guy in that conversation with Ada and Dennis was Pundit. So Pundit is one guy that can take Ada out and ask her what where do you want to go the other time. Where did we go to the other time?
You want me to say this? Okay, guys.
So that's
fine. Let me say it.
That's fine.
So I think it was 2 days ago. No way. It was 2 days ago. And what happened? I called Pundit on the phone. I was having a conversation with him as regards something that I want to do in 2 weeks. So, in 2 weeks' time. Then Pundit was like...
Ada wants to buy a car in 2 weeks. Let me just say it then. Ada wants to buy a car in 2 weeks. Yeah.
You are so unserious.
So she just told me about the push and start car she wanted to buy. She showed me the picture and I was like, okay, it's fine. So yeah, go on with the story.
Okay, guys, please, this is me debunking that news. I am not. Anyway, so Pundit now suggested that I see him, I link up with him somewhere, which I did. And then, to be honest, you know, I don't form. I told Pundit, guy, I want to eat fruit. And we were like, okay, fine, let's just go to...
You didn't call me guy, you called me baby.
Never. What? Never. So.
Okay, go on with your sad story.
Yeah, so, wow. So we left and then we started looking for where to get fruit. And then I saw, you know, this roadside corner and pier. You know, it's such a good feel. So I told Pundit, guy, I think I want this. Then we stopped and we got that. By the way, we got just one and we broke it.
Sad story.
We broke it into two. And guess what? Pundit spent just 250 naira.
It was 2,000.
And he was already shouting.
Lobato.
I am taking care of you now, no.
Can you imagine?
You not gonna tell people, no. I felt embarrassed and I was like, you know what, Pundit? Never, ever call me out again.
Wait.
Never.
For Con and Pierre.
Do you get
You're taking care of Ada.
Yeah, he, was just shouting.
Okay.
Like, the lady was even laughing.
You need to be flogged.
Oh, don't know. You just heard one side of this story. Look at this. The problem.
Do I need to? Okay. I don't need to hear any other side.
Okay, I'll tell her. Tell them the second part.
The second one. He took me. Let's not do this. It's not about us. 34 minutes gone past 12. And let's talk about what we discussed yesterday so that we can get into the day's topic. So yesterday on the show, we had this interesting conversation. Because of time, we weren't able to, you know, trash it all out. And I promise to give you 30 minutes today, so you have enough time to talk about this. So we're talking about how you handle being obsessed with the love of your life. You know that person whose voice when you hear, you're like, you know, we've all been there, yeah. We have that special one who every time we're just anticipating for their call. We just want to hear from them. We just want to read the messages. We just want to see them. We just want to touch them. And sometimes we just want to go down with them. Yeah, we all feel that way. Look at this one. Anyway, let me read this out and then throw out the question so we talk about it. So I am Yomi and I am so in love with my girlfriend. We've done 1 year and 3 months already and we've had a couple of fights. Whenever she gets me angry, she likes to give me space. According to her, she gets really scared of my reaction and so she allows me time to breathe. I end up calling her when I notice she's not trying to reach me. Now, I am the type of person that loves my partner to plead and make sure we settle no matter how angry I get, but she doesn't do that. Well, it happens. Now we're asking, how do you handle being upset with someone you love? Do you want space at that period or attention when you're angry? What kind of a person are you? Are you the type that'll be like, you know what, just give me space. Just leave me alone. I don't want to hit you. I don't want to beat you. I don't want to insult you. Just let me be. Or you're the type that when you're angry, you want attention. You want that partner of yours to be all over you like, hey, baby, I'm sorry. I'm never going to do it again. Oh, baby, you know, I love you. It was the hard work of the devil. Oh, it wasn't my fault. Yeah, I get that. Or do you prefer to be left alone? Or you want to be around that person? Some people are very, very weird. I say, they're upset with you. They don't want to settle. They don't want to make amends. They just want you to be in that house with them. Same room. You know, it's actually fun when you are staying in like a 3-bedroom apartment. You can get angry, go shut yourself out, one room, and he can be wherever. But not when you're staying in a self-con. You want to pull that stunt. Both of you are in the same room. Like, and it's even worse when you don't have like a sofa. You don't have a chair. It's just a mattress. So you're both sitting together and not talking. I can't even fathom that. But hey, we have people like that. Mm-hmm. They will still be there. Like, okay, yeah, we're here, but we're not talking. Give me space, but don't leave. This relationship thing there. Anyway, are you the type that, you know, when you're angry, you want to deal with the situation immediately? You'd be like, you know what, babe, let's sort things out. I was wrong. I was at fault. I am sorry. I don't want to lose you. Let's trash things out. What kind of a person are you? Okay. So let us know. Student line is open. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And we have a WhatsApp number. It is 0809-597-5805. My fellow gender, the dramatic ones, please hit us up. 014-657-190. You know something crazy about ladies? Ladies, I know I am one of you guys. Yeah, we are one. But let me just say this. Some of us, we can be very, very dramatic. And sometimes it's annoying. You are mad at your man. And in most cases, these guys, they don't even know we're mad at them. Now, instead of being sensible and mature enough to approach the guy and deal with the situation, you'll be building mountains in your head and not talk to him. You start throwing tantrums. Okay, how do you expect this guy to know he wronged you? Talk. Sis, freaking talk about it. Some of us will never talk. We'll be all dramatic. And when the guy finally gets to know that, hey, my baby's not all right, and then he asks me like, so are you trying to tell me you don't know what you did? Come on, he's no spirit, sis. He can't know everything. And another one, you're mad at this guy. Some of us will ask for space. you know what, don't talk to me, let me be. And then we'll go back to our houses. We'll now pick up the phone. How are you? Okay, just checking up on you. Not like I care. So you cannot even call me. Pick a struggle now. Yeah, we can be that dramatic. I'm telling you this. Don't ask me if I've done this before, but I know we do this. Please don't ask me if I've done it before.
I know.
Don't.
I know. I know.
How do you know? Have I dated you before?
I know your neighbor has done this.
Which neighbor?
Don't worry.
You don't. No, but to be very honest, some ladies are very dramatic. Okay, let me confess. I think I've done it once.
Okay.
Pondy, yeah, I was.
Pondy, so Pondy was correct. Then.
Not you said my neighbor, okay, so you're wrong.
I was correct. I was obvious.
Look at this one. I was very mad at this guy, and then I went home. Sincerely, I was expecting him to call me, to like reach out to me, send a text, you know, send an email. Or something. Just prove to me that you care. You don't want to lose me.
I will send email.
Of course.
Relationship.
What if I block your number? Guy, you should try.
I will wait till you block now.
So I waited. The first day passed. This guy did not reach out to me. I was running insane. The second day. The third day, I couldn't help it. Then I called him. I was like, what's up? Have you been calling me with a private number? Bro, nobody called me. I just wanted to hear from him. And then he said no. I was like, oh, I thought it was you. All right, bye.
Ladies and gentlemen. That one, that one.
And after the call, I felt a bit relaxed. Okay? I just wanted to hear from him. But of course, I didn't want him to like feel I couldn't keep the distance. So I was a bit calm.
I know, right?
And I think 2 days later he called. It was like, what's up? Like, oh, finally. You know. But I was excited. But I still had to put, no, ladies. Give it up for ladies. We are just too dramatic.
All right,
like, we deserve an award. Yes. What?
Deserve shikiri.
All right, 41 minutes gone past 12. Let's hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Ada.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
Ada is fine. Thanks for asking.
What tribe? Yeah.
Ada is from Cross River State. Oh.
Okay. Are you married?
I am married?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I am not.
Okay. I think I like you.
You like me?
Yeah.
Do you really like me? Because school, PJ, I'm the love of your life when you're looking for a girl that you want to define.
Oh, hey.
It's okay, guys. All right. Okay.
Rhymes.
Hello? Yeah, we are with you.
Yeah, Ada.
Yes, dear.
In fact, your English spoken language, the way you speak English, I just like you.
The way I speak?
Yeah, I'm single.
They will come for you, guy. Let me just tell you on the show. It's not me.
Okay.
It's not Dennis.
So, yes.
Oh, wait, now, why did you follow me, drag this girl?
No.
It's not me.
Why did you follow me, drag her?
It's not Pondit. Pondit is taken, even if there's nobody yet. But
it's already mine.
Okay, so please tell me, what's your name? What's your name again there?
My name is Kelvin.
Oh, Kelvin. Check out Ada Kelvin 2021. Ada Kel. Hi.
As a matter of fact, I'm even planning for a wedding. I didn't mean to discuss with you first.
You're planning for a wedding without my consent?
Ada.
Well, I'll need to go away that day.
Ada.
Yes, dear. I am with you.
Okay. Only that guy sees you. I'm serious about it.
Okay, Kelvin, no problems. You know what? Just hit me up on Instagram, all right? We'll take it off from there. Right.
Yes, okay. And that is taken. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I do MC for a living.
All right.
Pondit is the MC.
Okay. I think this is my week. Check it out. Yesterday, I was asked out on a date, and today, someone's proposing to me on national radio. Tomorrow, who knows? Might be offered a trip to Bahamas, you know, to France.
I still have Paris. I still have one treat to offer you.
I don't want yours.
check that distance finish.
I just want yours. Okay, let's get back to the phone lines. Hello.
The winner of this one ready for back of back on it. 9B, 9 they trip you. You know, we go hide for back of back on it.
Oh.
Hide himself, hide the mat. You know, if you talk like a man. Oh. 9 they trip you. You call the time, make it hit you for Instagram. Abi.
I even tell him.
You know, me at the sharer.
I tell him, say, you go come. Oh.
No. See. Okay. If this one now confirm, why you know if you talk, make we hear what you need. If they talk to you, you know they hear me.
Oh,
oh my God.
This one go for back of cardboard.
No, no, no. Mr. Frank.
They come from. See, make I tell you. Well, I not going to tell you now.
Why you not going to tell me now?
You know what they call Buat Hane?
What's that?
That big knife where they get long tail.
Hey. You want to use it on someone's son?
With someone's son, where they pursue something where no belong to that.
Oh.
Eh?
For the record, I know be something.
Come, local vigilante, what in the
oh.
But.
So make a condemn for this, but make some call enter my eyes.
Yeah, you know good. You know good.
Okay, no problem.
Mr. Frank, I was even but I thought you know try.
The great pundit.
Yes, my brother.
How was your weekend?
We thank the Lord. But I thought they vex me. I thought no try.
Leave him.
How can I that say the guy should DM me on Instagram?
Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't meet everybody. Just they do me like
this. You did not miss me. Ah.
How I don't miss you? Where did they miss people yesterday? Miss another people today.
Today I will play jealous like Fireboy. I'm getting jealous. Don't wanna see you. Better Supuna money killer mo. Okay, Mr. Frank, please let's get to the topic.
The first topic.
Yeah.
That moment.
Yes, sweetheart.
How me and my dad moment good day. Yeah, I know we talk to them for 1 day, 3 days, 1 week. They know they do that one.
What if I vex you like this? What if
Before me and you go down there, I don't let your mumu button.
Oh, no.
Hey!
See, look, I tell you, the mumu button for woman. Number one, if they don't boom, give them 45 minutes according to data. If they don't, they come, just follow them. Touch them for that jaw like this.
That
one go smile.
Gang.
No smile. Leave them. If you don't come back again, park them for that downside.
Gang.
If you not greet out one, if you don't come back again, press them for one side of the...
Who they vex? You won't go press. Bros, hand go touch you.
If you touch me, go laugh. Go say, hey, you come laugh. Come go walk and come. Leave me. Before I don't leave and finish, you don't carry and enter for bed. Go, aye. Sabine, are you the next event? Baby, sorry, nah. Good damn, nah. Now for you. Which one you know this? Everything long closed.
Really?
Yeah, you know, fit day.
So that's how it's done. I didn't know.
That's the view.
Okay.
You don't leave them. One day, 2 days, the thing
really?
Mommy, they tell you now. Unless you know, see, make I tell you. Unless you know, you deal with person where you know, like, you deal with person where you like, eh? Look, you let them pass 45 minutes.
Really?
Mommy, they tell you.
Okay.
At that moment.
Yes, sweetheart.
I never hear from my friends since last week. Maybe he did this, you.
Maybe. But definitely, I think he's going to get in touch.
We now.
Yeah, I know.
If you don't hear, I beg, I want to hear from you. My best friend so far.
Aww. Okay, Muyi.
I just enjoy it now. My people don't come back.
Talk to Mr.
Friday again.
Okay, that's why.
And if you're there alone, you're going to say no easy.
My dear.
Welcome. I see there. I go call you 3 times today.
No problems.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I did. Thanks for calling. Okay. Bye. Mr. Frank, such an awesome fellow. One of the ardent followers of the show. Mm-hmm. We really do love you and we appreciate your call always. Hello? Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, good morning, Ada, Dennis, and Pondit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Henry.
Henry from Shomolu.
Yes, Ada, this is your line, a hot kick now. I don't try when everywhere is cut off for you and Daddy Freeze.
Sorry.
It's, so, about this vaccine issue, well, although for me, let me start with myself.
Okay.
I don't usually get that angry with my girl. Because, you know, I'm like 6 years older than her. So there's nothing, I told myself even before we fell in love that there's nothing this girl will do me that I will be angry like that, you know, something. So, but sometimes it will make me vex. So I will just, you know, come up, but you know, she will come back, they need and they beg me, say, baby, I'm sorry, I won't be this and that.
Aww.
Then if me, I vex her.
Yeah.
Hey, if I vex her, one is that she will stop talking to me first.
Really? For how long?
Well, for as long as when I decide to come and pet her again.
Wow.
So if she stops talking to me, then I have to, first of all, just leave her. I'll act as if it's not paining me. You know, she will not be... If, for instance, if I go out, like, you know, I just go to my place, she will just, if I stay for one day or so, she might just send the message that, this and that, this is what I want, is because I'm having attention elsewhere. That's why, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
Well, for me, I will just beg her that, see, I'm sorry, this happened, this is why it happened and all that. So, but the deadline is that one day, the day will not pass without we not settle. So it has never happened that.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it has never happened that we were, you know, having issues and the thing reached the next day.
Mm.
So that's one thing, yeah.
Okay.
So, Ada,
yes, dear.
I don't hear you. You say you know they eat for 2 days.
I know it's not healthy, but when I mean food, I don't eat for like 2 days. Actual food. I do junks. I do fruits.
Okay, that's what you say you eat now. Food is food.
I eat, but not where Jen is standing, taking me to go.
And lastly, before I hang, lastly.
Yeah.
I listened to you when you were saying you are one of those people who is so optimistic.
Yeah, Nigeria is going to be great.
Yes, and I'm not a prophet too, but I know that you want to travel outside the country.
Calm down now.
No, I'm not a prophet, I'm just saying, you know.
Vacation, maybe.
I will travel with Ada.
All right, now.
It's okay, nice. Thank you, Henry. Wow, now wow.
Henry.
Where are my ladies? Hello?
Ladies are sleeping.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello? You see?
It should be a guy.
Nah.
Yesterday, we had a...
No, calm down, Dennis.
We had a voice, but a guy named...
Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Ada. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, Pondit.
Yo, what's popping, my G? What's popping?
Good, Pondit.
Because I would do it on the show, though, you know?
That's yeah, that I get you, bro.
Yeah, bro, I got you, bro. Welcome to the show. I got you, my full chest, bro. Welcome. Make I no go talk about
all this Oju Elegba Canadians. All this Oju Elegba Brodarians.
Localities. Stop that.
Very long time. Good evening.
Yeah, good morning.
Ikoroju Brodarians.
This is Mr. Chijoke from Yaba.
Mr. Chijoke, welcome to August.
What's poppin'?
Welcome to August, baby.
Finally.
Finally, we are here.
Of course, we are. I'm already salivating.
Just take my number, please.
Taking it right away.
I will send you guys barbecue August 13. We are going to be in 99.3 Nigeria.
Die, August 13th. Some people no go there.
It's fine, but it's fine. We're gonna manage it. Try.
Okay, do you know what happened? That thing should be on Friday.
We know they work.
But I will still send your barbecue maybe on Monday.
Hey!
Okay, that's fine.
Some people no go there.
That's fine. Yeah, Ada is kidding.
Ada
is fine.
Okay, let's settle it. Let's be calming down. On Monday is on the 16th.
Yes.
Okay, me I go day work. I don't do work.
Mr. Chidioke.
Yeah?
The great pundit is on duty throughout this year.
Your man.
Mr. Chidioke is fine. Ada will not be around, but it's fine. They can have it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Ada
wants to go and rest, my dear.
Are you serious? Mm. Oh, that is not fair.
I know, I'm sorry.
You know what? On behalf of Ada, personally, I will take it.
Look at these hungry lions.
Okay, this is what will happen.
Okay.
Ada, I will send your barbecue to Mr. Frank.
Oh, that's my motto.
I tell you.
Motto.
Indeed, mad.
Barbecue. I know Mr. Frank's shop at Alaba.
Okay.
Really?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Sir, how are you, sir?
He's listening.
Yes, I know.
Okay, Mr. Chidioke, yeah, let's get to the topic. Talk to us.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes if my girl provokes me,
mm-hmm.
as I'm talking to you, she's right here with me.
Oh, hello, girlfriend.
Say hi to her, that's Isola. Good evening.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you? I see why Mr. Chidioke is so excited.
I tell you.
Please keep making him happy, all right?
That's so shy to talk.
Aww.
How can you be shy on radio? Come on, Pondit is here. Collect.
Don't cry. Collect.
Pondit, do you know
that? Okay, Chidioke, go ahead.
Ada?
Yes, sir.
First time, if we fight, I'll walk away. Then even if I walk away, she'll come and call me back.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
She's such a keeper.
Then, if I'm the one that is wrong, she'll just find a way. We'll just make amendments and settle everything. We don't keep our fight very long.
I hope you're not just saying this because she's around. She's by you.
No, she can't testify.
Is the phone on speaker?
She's such a sweetheart.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's fine, TJK. It's fine.
Yeah. So we don't fight.
You are blessed.
Let's go fight. Let's go fight.
Okay. It's inevitable, actually.
Whenever we fight, just last 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yes, we just fight everything.
That's awesome.
God, me that is preparing to get into a relationship.
God, bueno.
God, me that is preparing to go into a relationship this weekend.
It's all right, Chidioke. Thank you so much. You know one crazy thing about Pondit? He's always getting into relationship at weekends.
Yeah.
They spend the weekend with him on Monday. Everybody go to your father's
house. Stop that, you're already. Stop that, you're already.
Why do you always get into relationship weekend? Hello?
Shut down. It is
Pondit, you're not well. Let's get back to the phone lines.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Ada Bresi.
Yeah, what's your name?
Mr. Chikwadu.
Okay, welcome, dear.
How is everything going?
Everything is fine, thanks for asking.
Okay, I just want to contribute to our program.
Feel free.
So what are you people discussing on?
Okay, we're basically asking you how you act in your relationship when you're angry. Do you give your partner space or do you settle things immediately?
Of course.
Of course what?
What's up is it's going to be fair with your partner, no?
What do you do when you guys fight? Do you give her space or you just sit down there and iron things out?
I give her space now, of course.
You give her space? How long?
Yeah.
How much space?
I don't know what's happening here. I don't know about allow my partner to be in a kind of mood, trying, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, I was need to make, you know, a partner or his partner.
Okay.
He seems to be in a very good mood.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's very important, you know.
Right.
Because, yeah, it's very important. And if not, make ourselves to be angry with each other, you know, for so long.
Mm. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So that's just it. So I'm not just so I pray to other my guys over there. Ladies also. Not to be too long, you know, having issues with your partners. You know, it's not a day.
Right.
Yeah, it's not a day at all. Because this life we are in, we need to make each other happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just the thing. That's just what we're going to get in this life. You know?
Okay.
So, yeah. And that person.
Yes, dear.
You see, I saw someone proposing you on radio.
Yeah.
I saw someone proposing you on radio.
You did?
Hi.
Really?
I know. It's a welcome
development. Ah, I know.
I don't bless you. I'm very happy for your program.
Thank you very much.
I'm very happy for your program. I'm so much excited. Every day I'm always on my radio too. Listen to your program.
I appreciate.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. I think I should support this engagement with 2K.
I don't have your time.
Pondy will support it.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning and this is still the Soul Therapy segment on the chart station. Please don't mind Pondit. Hello.
Hello, Amber.
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Austin.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Pondit and Mr. Dennis, good morning, sir.
Yes.
Good
morning. My guy, welcome.
You say you're going to support her with your only 2K. You say that you have only 2K.
No be waiting, man, get ego support.
Please don't mind, Pondit.
You always say about your 2K now. You say you have only 2K.
Hey.
And I need to use all the 2K to support her. That you like her down.
That's my widow's mite.
Which one is widow's mite again?
Please, Mr. Chijoke, don't mind, Pondit. Please, just go ahead. Sorry, my dear. Mr. Austin, sorry about that.
Yes, ma'am.
Please talk to us.
Okay, ma'am. Maybe if I have issue with someone, not like before, like what I told you when I was with someone.
Okay.
Whenever we have issue, I will not allow her to live within that space. We are going to settle it immediately.
Mm.
Yes. But if she offended me, I will pretend as if I'm too angry and I would like her to come closer to me.
Aww.
A kind of edge, yes. And the minute she just touched my leg, even anywhere, everything will just die off.
Wow.
And that is it. And if I offended her, I will try as much as possible that moment to set me.
Wow.
So, at the end, I don't know how the whole thing later went. I don't just know that.
We know, right? Sorry about that.
Thank you.
It's all right, Mr. Austin. Thank you so much for calling. Okay. Yeah. 2 minutes gone past one. Hello, good morning. Sorry about that. Call us back, please. Hello, good morning. Hello? Oh, dear, we can't talk with that sound. Hello, good morning.
Yeah.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, dear. How are you?
I'm fine.
Such a sweet voice. Pondit itself.
Pondit, you just have to hold
it. Look at them.
Okay. Let's confirm the name, please.
Okay.
My name is Victorious.
Victorious?
Yes.
You're welcome.
I am victorious in this relationship I want to start. Welcome to the show.
You're so shameless. Welcome, dear.
Thank you very much. Actually, I don't have anything to say, just that I appreciate you so well.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right,
and you really like Pondy's voice, right?
I'm not serious.
Thank you for that reply.
Well, thank you for calling. We have
thank you, dear.
Yeah, bye.
All right, bye.
Such a sweet voice.
Totally mysterious voice. Mysterious voice.
Yeah. It is what
hi. You
don't leave me. Don't leave me.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
What's it's your name?
Richard from Ikoyi.
Richard from where?
Ikoyi.
Oh, welcome, wow. Richard.
Big boy.
No. Richard, what's popping?
Hmm?
What's popping? What's good?
Yeah.
Eh?
No, I don't think I can go through that. I just want to go straight to the point because I had a lot to
okay.
Do.
Okay.
I don't know whether that will permit me.
To do what?
I don't know whether you permit me to have a lot of that time to say what I want to say.
Okay, we can give you a minute, 30 seconds.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I got that.
Your time has already started, though.
Okay. As for me, I'm a kind of guy that I don't like prolonging matters.
Okay.
Like, I always follow issues concerning my relationship with the cause and effect. I try to balance both from my side and my girl. So when I see that, maybe immediately if I discover that I'm the cause, I apologize. And even if she's not willing to tell me, I know women now. She will know herself that she's at fault. But the ego to come and tell me that, I'm sorry. And I will just give her a little time. And, you know, there are some signs as a man you do that a lady will know that you're on that kind of a thing. So, with immediate effect, I try to iron the issue so that it will not go too far. Because if I'm angry, I can do anything at the moment. So as we are sitting, immediately it happens, I try to tackle it. Except if she's not willing to, let us iron it at the moment, and now let it go on. We just give ourselves a moment. And I tackle it.
Mm.
So that is how I like ironing my issue. I don't like a situation where I will go sleeping on my bed and I will still be at work. I will not be sleeping and she will be doing the same thing because it bothers me a lot.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that makes me not to eat food.
Really?
Wow.
So with that, I don't like having an issue with her that will make her give me a duration of even up to a week, it will not work. My mother will know say something that happened to his speaking. That's how I do my.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks for sharing.
Nice.
All right. Thank you very much. I love men like this. Men that will be like, you know what? This is my relationship. This is my woman. We go nowhere. We settle this right here.
Just like me.
Not some men that would be like, you know what? I don't like stress.
That's
no
true.
One above blocking.
Yeah, that's
you do true. Like a little buruku, I block you.
why are you saying what you do for a living?
Calm down from this. Hello.
Hello, Adamne.
Hello, Engineer Kabilus.
Yeah, for school lady.
Okay.
Pundit.
Yes, what's popping? That's the energy.
Get Pundit. I miss you.
I'm here tonight. Hi, Suleri, near Canada.
Wow.
Like data side.
Fine, thank God. Everything will find my love country.
Okay. Welcome.
Not Jagadaga country like Nigeria.
Now, why I say the one near Canada? Welcome to the show.
Dennis.
Yes, sir.
Dennis, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Morning. How are you?
Fine, thank God.
Welcome.
Please, Dennis and the pundit, my good friend, at least I want you to help me beg Adam name because I love her so much.
Okay.
Hey,
what have I done
trouble,
again?
This trouble has been causing in this radio. Mm-hmm. Hey, Shebi, the other day I was saying it here, Frank must not hear this. Mm. And the same thing has happened today.
Mm. What trouble.
Who should help me warn her, because I don't want anything to happen to her.
Nothing is going to happen.
This kind of online proposal, radio proposal, this and that, some people are trying to take something that belongs to another person.
Hey, I am not aware.
No gray. I support you.
Oh, is that the meaning? Me o ni
bao. I'm telling you, please.
Me o ni bao.
Our good. Nobody should drag it with us. Nobody should drag it with us at all.
Yeah.
Don't worry. No one is dragging me with you guys. I am here.
When they're already preparing for the planning for the wedding, I say nobody is dragging you with us.
Okay, noted.
But you hear me? Then if you hear me, witness.
So. Yes, so case closed.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
I love you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I love the way you are doing. You are making us happy, keeping the fun going.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Whether or not this or that in the fight for like this, but it's fine. But the thing is, for everybody trying to propose
in
to
all
Ada,
you do, a voice you finish.
Hold on.
Everything you do in life, a voice you finish.
So, me, Pundit, I'm just here on the show. Anyone that comes with the highest bid is the one I go for.
Who do you want to sell?
And no, it's not like I'm selling.
So it's the highest bid.
It's the highest bid that I will support.
Is that football?
I'm not for sale.
No, Ada is not football. Ada is none of that. They can even pay the money. Ada doesn't go anywhere.
Free of charge.
I don't collect money more.
Why do you want to hush things?
No, I'm after the 10% agency they will pay to me. You come and carry that, so that's why I want highest
so
bid.
Useless.
So if one person drops 50 million now and pays me 10% of 50 million, I don't call
if
it.
If you see 50 million there, can you count it?
Eh? Omo, me wait on the used to 2K. What's the 50 million? Ha.
Please.
How much is house again in Banana Island?
Get out.
I will buy for US. How much is to marry you for everybody
just,
that loves you?
Just buy Nigeria. You're not serious.
Not true, Sha.
11:01, the Cell Therapy segment on the Chart Station. Thank you so much for the awesome calls. Right now, it's time for us to relax our nerves and listen to some amazing tunes. And we're starting off with a closer, I Get. It was written by Weaver and his producers, Nasri and Adam Singer. The song was released on the 17th of October in the year 2011. The lead single from his second studio album and the first Christmas album, Under the Mistletoe. I know some of you will be like, I don't know why you playing those Christmas song. Come on. To me, that song is a jam. So, of course, we have to vibe together. Welcome back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is 29 minutes gone past one. And I did say that we're going to be switching things up to talk about blood oath, but I think that topic is way too broad to just give it 30 minutes. What do you think? So, my apologies once again. We'll bring it up tomorrow. All right. So, we'll give it an hour, like a full hour before the hookup show tomorrow. So, it's time for us to get back to what we're talking about. And just in case you were just tuning in, you're just joining us tonight, we are talking about what you do when you are angry with that special one, that one that you love, that one whose voice totories your body, that one whose pictures just make you smile sheepishly, just like Pundit smiles whenever a certain number calls him. Sometimes I look at him and I'm like, I know that feeling when a man is genuinely in love. And I don't want to talk about Dennis. Dennis would just pick up his phone and run so far and be like, hey, baby, sorry, I was there. I'm like, I know. You're all fine. These kids in love, right? They act that way. Love is actually a beautiful thing. And I know it's that way, especially when it's new. Don't worry, you guys will get to understand.
You don't use people that are not in love to do example.
I say you don't, they say you guys.
Of course, do you know how old I am?
Hey, Ada.
Dennis, do love you?
Love, not be by age, you know.
You are.
Love my age.
Of course, I know it's not by age. That's why I want someone like Jeff Bezos to come fall in love with me. Let me teach him and show him what true love is.
And love is not about money, Adam.
See, I don't love Jeff Bezos because of his money. I don't.
No, so it didn't talk until money finish.
I can never love any man for his money. Get this right.
You don't do. I've been preaching this thing. Don't do.
I can never. I can never love a man because of his money.
Okay.
I will actually go to where rich people are and fall in love.
Okay.
That is not me loving him for his money. That is me going to where I feel accepted and falling in love. Because in life, no.
You have to. Out.
No, for real. You have to go where you are appreciated.
Ada, who will see a beautiful girl like you?
Of course.
And reject you.
Some people.
Wait,
but someone like Jeff Bezos, this guy is very, very awesome.
Say rejected.
No, I am serious.
Is it okay? You will reject.
No, wait.
He will reject you.
They've broken my heart before. I've been heartbroken. So those guys, they left me for someone else. Now, those were people that did not appreciate me. So I want to go to places like, you know, where I'll find Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg. And in Nigeria, home base, Ned Nwoko. Sorry, but hey, you know, places like that, people like that, those men, they know how to love. You know? It's not about money.
Because they have money.
No! Wait. I follow these people online. You need to see their posts.
Wait,
these people have proven
thing.
To me
so
that
I mean?
They can pamper a woman.
Can I tell you one funny thing?
Is it funny?
Forget what you see online. A lot of those men don't have time.
I talk to some of these people. Spiritually, I see them in my dreams. They come to me. We converse. And they have given
Dennis,
me the assurance. They've given me the assurance that...
I can't be talking with someone in the spirit.
They've given me the assurance that if they ever get to see me physically, they won't let me go.
Ada.
They will love, cherish, honor, adore me.
Ada.
And that is what every woman wants.
How many times did that call you?
What?
See, that's the problem. Why don't you cherish and
how
accept the ones that are rushing
you?
For your hand in marriage on the show?
I still like them.
No, I don't mean like. Why
love?
Don't you love and cherish them?
I will when we talk.
Funny enough, these are the people that can give you attention. If you choose any of them and get married to, you will get
Pondit,
the attention you're looking for in this life.
Pondit, wait.
I'm waiting.
I will check them out.
Okay.
Now, I always mention Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk,
Mark Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett.
Because I've checked these people out as well online. I need to check you out. I need to check your physical attributes, you know. Aside, whatever Dennis is thinking of, money. No, money is not everything. No, money is not everything
in
life.
It's actually money that you
it's
love
not.
Around. It's the aroma of
Let
money.
Let me tell
now.
You.
Relax. Now, money, leave all these things.
Come.
All this.
I just smell like mint now. Come.
You see? I am telling you, if you remove the money from those men's life.
Even if you take everything, from Jeff Bezos, the love I have for him is
you will not love him.
Try it.
I said
take it off first
I said it before and I'm still saying you will not. Love this one that I dined for your hand in marriage.
They don't look like him.
They don't look
like him.
But they sound like him.
Especially
one of the last guys.
No. Jeff Bezos is bald. No
hair. Why?
I used to like guys with beards.
Why do you admire Jeff?
I used to like guys with beards. But then, you know, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. He has inner beards. Beards that people cannot see.
Okay.
But when
I am
with him.
Okay, guys. Ada is actually lost on the show. She has forgotten she's on chat station.
I haven't.
No, she has forgotten she had a topic.
No. I'm trying to let you guys understand.
The spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
No, I'm trying to let you guys understand what I love about these men.
Okay.
See, Ada, all what you've been saying from since 12 p.m. I don't understand anything about this.
See, the truth
I
about this
question.
Thing,
okay,
yes.
Ada, answer this question.
What do I love about him?
Yes.
His temperament. His fashion sense.
Have you met him?
Of course.
You have not met him.
I read about how he handles his businesses. And I'm like, it's only a loving man. That
Dennis.
Will be disconsiderate about his workers.
As you're talking like this.
Dennis, hold on.
You need water to be splashed on you.
No. Hold on.
You'll pour you
water. See, let's not say a word again. She is just...
I am not
imagining things.
I am so not hallucinating.
Illusion.
Yeah.
No.
So it is funny
that
how
I come back home.
Dreams do come true.
And I come back home.
And by the time I marry this man that I am not planning on marrying for his money, by the time I eventually marry him,
I'll be your driver.
Wait now. By the time I eventually marry him,
and I will do you.
And I know that he has money, but I'm not going there for his money.
And I will do you.
You come to me for money, Dennis. I will not answer you. Let's get back to the phone.
I'll come for your money.
0700. Not like I'm marrying him for the money.
Me, I will support the marriage with money.
Dennis will buy your village. I will just buy your village for fun.
See, you need to understand.
He will ask me, baby, what do you want to do this weekend? I feel like I used to have one colleague.
Well, I will support
Dennis,
you
please, I just want to buy his village for fun.
You know,
and I'll render you
village. Do you know without my money, you cannot, like, my money is like to complete the equation.
Yeah, you're
what
right.
What are you saying?
You are right. See, you are right.
And if I don't come the party, say,
I am sorry to announce this.
Say.
During COVID,
this
crush of mine made money more than Nigeria. I am talking about one man.
Oh.
He made money more than your country. And you are saying your money will do what to our lives? What?
That's because the man announcing his income.
He's not.
I bought me that makes money and I don't announce.
I follow this guy on Instagram. He hardly posts.
Ada, wait too.
He hardly.
This person you are talking about made money. He has a company, right?
He has what? Companies.
No, he has a company.
Now.
A what?
Okay, companies.
He has companies, bro.
Yes. Are you telling me those money? Are you telling me that those monies that he has is for himself alone?
Listen.
And the answer question now.
What are you even asking?
What I'm saying is that those monies are people working for him. He will pay them. Baba, if you pay the people for him, Baba,
don't
money again.
Don't embarrass.
There's no money on ground.
You are embarrassing yourself, Dennis.
Okay.
You are.
Okay, can we move
for
on
real?
Ada?
I tell you, this guy, he was married. He's a divorcee. And then
he gave
the wife shares, like, I think 1% or 10%.
Yeah.
Now, listen, the wife is like the 10th richest guy.
I know the wife can buy some people's village.
But it's fine.
Let's move
on. Damn, Dennis.
Let's move on.
Then you're saying he's going to pay his workers and be broke? I am embarrassed. Now your marriage. 0700-993-993-993. Not for his money. Get that right. Never for his money.
The great pundit.
Yes, daddy. Thank you for saving us.
Donation.
Good morning, yo.
Mr. No, Frank.
People say
I don't tire for that.
They are spiritual now.
I don't tire for that.
Now spiritual.
I give up.
Some people now are throwing stone to somewhere.
If you want to talk to me directly. Talk to me with your full chest.
Some people are throwing stone now to somewhere without even imagining or knowing if somebody is listening through the app.
Yes.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
There was one topic somebody raised last week or last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That topic take 1 full week and I suspected something.
Yes, you're right.
Somebody is just calling, I want to marry, I don't want to marry because of his money, but he's calling the names of the most richest people in the whole
my
world.
My brother.
Are you getting me?
I'm getting you 100%.
Hi, Dennis, I've given up.
Mr. Frank, talk to me directly. Don't go through the corners.
If they never play my music, I can never call their name.
Yes.
Are you getting me?
I'm getting you. Me, yes. 100%.
You see that my music?
Yeah.
They go play them.
I go look for the music. No worry.
Amen.
No problem.
Amen.
I see them here.
Thank you.
My 2 years, I go carry cotton ball. Nah, I go listen to everything where they talk today.
Okay.
I've given up on you.
Why? I am being honest about my crush.
Which honest?
No, for real. There was a point in my life that I was crushing on Drake. Christ. Yeah, but then he died.
Imagine distance.
Then I started crushing on Anthony Joshua. Then he died.
Drake. No, Drake. Dennison. The Drake that went to UniU. That guy that had Carova.
I'm talking about the Canadian singer. So
It was UniU now.
He moved to Anthony Joshua. Then he died. Then in Nigeria, I think I've only had one celebrity crush.
An artist.
Whiskey.
You're changing
it. No, not Whiskey.
They changed it like lots.
Not that. But this one I have for Jeff Bezos.
Is
Infinity. Season finish.
Oh, it's not that.
All right, let's get back to the phone line.
Your name is
Hello.
The man with the enter.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, my name is John.
All right, John. Oh, sorry. Sorry John, about that, John.
John Bezos.
Come on.
Please call us back.
It's just Bezos.
No. Everybody calling on the show that wants to crush another, we should just put Bezos and it will work.
Almost.
Welcome on the show. Who is
Hello?
This? Bezos?
Hello.
Oh, it's Hello Boys.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. What's your name?
It's Taiwo online.
Taiwo.
Yes.
Okay, Taiwo, welcome.
It sounds nice. Taiwo Bezos, welcome on the show.
Taiwo Elon Musk.
Wow.
Taiwo, welcome. So please talk to us, not my pundit and Dennis.
Taiwo Gates.
This is my first time calling.
Oh, you're welcome. But please, you have to do us a favor. You have to speak up.
Speak up.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so tell us, how do you handle being upset with someone you're in love with?
I just want to say, Ada, I really love the guys' program, and Ada, you are here killing me personally because the way
I am killing you.
The way you are making this guy's name is really killing me. You say you don't want to get married to John Love for money, but you're mentioning the most richest man in the
world. Don't mind that.
Money.
That's just a coincidence. So my brother, I never knew they were that rich.
No, you never knew. You were mentioning their name. And I really love you guys for them.
Thank you very much. I love you guys. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh my goodness.
Your voice is so sweet.
Thank you very much.
My voice
he
is so
said
sweet.
My voice is so sweet.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Let him clarify.
Okay, that's fine.
It's all right, dear.
All right.
Imagine me singing for Jeff Bezos with this voice.
So, Ada Bezos on the show wants to...
Bezos. And Bezos.
Or Elon Musk.
No. I'm looking forward to one day. Maybe I'll be in traffic in my car. And I hear 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. My name is Ada Bezos. And today...
Jesus Christ.
No, don't worry. What? Bezos?
Embezzlement.
I will buy UAR.
Nigeria Bezos.
Is nobody Bezos? Embezzlement.
What's wrong with you guys? Why are you playing with my crush's name? I don't like that.
Let's call.
He's probably listening.
No, he's not. Don't worry.
Guess this is
he's not.
Now.
The last time we spoke, he said he was traveling. Currently, Jeff is not around. He went to space.
Traveling to where? Ikorodu?
No, space. Hello?
Okay.
Hello,
good morning. Yes, Kabilos.
No, wahala. Dennis.
Yes, sir.
Pundit.
Yes, Bezos.
I want to make it very, very clear. There's no wahala. We can go ahead and marry anybody who wants to marry.
Thank
but
you.
One thing is very sure.
What's that?
But before you leave us and go to that place, make sure you bring your divorce paper. And let us see who is going to sign it.
Bam.
Why?
Yeah. Bam.
Wait, who is that?
Wait, now.
Who is divorcing me?
That divorce later. You will bring it. At least you have to divorce
between
us.
Me and who?
Wait, you have to divorce us before you go to all those.
Oh, the charge station.
The baguette and the gate.
The charge station?
I'm not going to sign it too, and I'm sure that Frank will not sign that later.
Don't worry. Okay. Is it not Jeff? We'll buy the law court.
First of all, divorce us now before you.
That's corruption.
We'll buy the law court.
That is corruption for buying.
It's not
the law
corruption. It's not corruption. We'll buy it.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Is that not true? At least you have to divorce us before you go to that.
See, I'm even here. I will see where she will print it. I will see where she will print the letter. Not to even talk of sign. I will see where she will print it.
Like we lack.
We'll see who is going to sign the divorce letter for her. Is it me or Frank?
I'm sure Frank will never sign.
Mr. Frank will sign it.
No, Frank will never sign. Frank will never sign.
You are not going anywhere. After talking us dry, you want to leave us and go. No.
You are right.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Wahala, no, they finish.
This is really fun, though. Like,
are you for real?
Like,
can't I crush on someone in peace?
You cannot crush when you are in relationship with some people already. But not even one person.
It's just a crush.
it's just a crush, and
it's just a crush.
You are living in the illusion.
I am not.
You are.
I am not.
You are.
Come on.
I'm coming on.
Now, wow.
I'm wow.
Ada, you have to be coming down.
Oh, my goodness.
Before you make any moves, you have to be calming down.
I am calm. Do you know for how long I've been crushing on Jeff in particular?
Since,
that guy is just so cute.
Since the first day you came across his net worth on the internet. That's why you're crushing on Jeff Bezos.
You're so useless. Oh my. 99.3 Nigeria Info, 46 minutes gone past 1. The Soul Therapy segment on the Chat Station. Tonight we're asking, how do you handle being upset with someone you love? When you're angry with that special one, do you want space at that period or attention? Do you prefer to be left alone, or do you want to be around them when you are angry? And also, do you like to deal with the situation immediately, or you prefer to sort it out? Are you the type of man that, you know, you leave the house for a day, you go to a friend's place, or you go stay at a hotel? Are you the kind of babe that would just, I'm going to my father's house, I'm going to my elder sister's house, now I need to go cool off? Maybe after a day or two, you'll return.
Going
and
to be my like, ex's house.
Baby, let's talk about that. Yeah, well, there are some people like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think people do that in marriage. Nah. Maybe during boyfriend and girlfriend relationship.
Yeah, during dating, I get around customers like that.
To do that, and then they'll just go overseas, and that period of you deceiving yourself that you want to use it to clear your head, you now go and misbehave. People,
something happened.
That, yeah, you now come back with another guilt. Now, after settling that problem, there you are trying to reconcile, to apologize for something you did when originally you would have avoided that problem by just, you know, sitting down and ironing things out instead of giving it time for, you know, temptations to set in. But hey, let's hear from you before we give our final words tonight. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, my dear. How are you? How are you feeling?
You remember I called you today?
Yeah, I do. I like how you're sounding. You're all happy.
Honestly, guys, you guys helped me yesterday. You helped me a lot. Dennis, how far now?
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. So how is it going? Did she call you?
I'm just being there. I feel, though she called yesterday again, but still, I still don't have that. I don't pick it yet.
Did you send her a text?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I hope very soon I will talk to her.
Oh, that's nice.
You just have to take your time.
Yeah, tremendous. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time. You really brought out your time and all that. Words of encouragement and all that. You really helped me a lot. I have so much. Guys, I was just like, who will I talk to? Who will I talk to? Who will I talk to?
Oh, dear.
Who is the right person to talk to? That was why I was just dying in silence and then. After talking to you, with you guys, I just as if that kind of a burden was lifted upon me. Honestly.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We're happy that you're sounding this way and you feel a lot better. It's okay, dear.
Thank you very much.
All right.
You're really doing a great work, honestly.
Yeah.
So you're kind of a person that everybody wants to be around with.
That's so sweet. Thank you very much. Don't worry. When I meet Jeff Bezos, I'll take everybody along. He's
coming.
Yeah, we'll all be with him.
Don't mind that.
Thanks for calling, sweetheart. We really appreciate the call.
That's funny.
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. You all need to see how Pond is just staring at me.
See face like George Bezos.
Wow.
Okay.
George Bezos or being Bezos? I don't understand. Wait, Ada, make it clear to me.
Jeff.
Bezos or Bezos? Bezos.
Bezos.
Yes, I agree with
what
that.
What's the difference? I got embezzled, Jerry.
You don't insult my man's
there
name.
There is a difference.
You don't drag it to the mud. I feel
it's about clarity.
Ada, you don't even know who you're crushing on. That kind of man doesn't enter mud.
Come on.
You just shut yourself down.
It doesn't matter more.
Why can't you understand that Pontius is just catching cruise?
No, cruise? I am not catching.
Is his face cruise?
Except you are crushing on the one in Nigeria. What are you saying? Even the one over there.
Is there any best
in
Nigeria?
I am done with you guys. Hello.
There is now. In Surulere.
There's no
best.
Oh, my.
Mr. Frank.
Chad.
Yes, daddy.
I will talk to you people tomorrow.
All right.
I want to go to bed now.
Okay.
Now, can I help me send my message?
Okay.
To Muyi?
There are some people, that if those people embezzle her front and back, finish, if she come back, then we will go know what to tell.
All right.
And then she play my music.
Okay. Mr. Frank is not talking to me tonight. Right. Wow.
All right. I'll pass it.
Hey!
Mr. Frank even dropped call.
Wow!
Okay.
No wahala.
Is it Mrs. or Miss Bezos?
Embezzlement.
Hello? Hello? We are struggling too. Good morning. Can you speak up?
Yes, my name is Chidebere.
Chidebere, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Are you embezzled or embezzlement?
No, I'm not embezzled. I'm still embezzled with my work here.
Yeah, okay.
It's good, oh. Please continue.
That's
embezzled
your work, oh.
Yes,
All right, dear.
It's about the topic you said.
Yeah.
Talk to us about it.
Yes, I need to talk about it.
Hello?
Hi, okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, so like me, I'm dressing my baby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have issue all the time. We do have issue. Like even now, we do have issue today.
But wow.
This night, she even text me and said, "Babe, I'm sorry." Yes.
That's what she did.
Whenever we just got issue, you know, she would just send me a text message or me. But I cannot call her. No. I cannot call her to say sorry.
I can only taste the food, like the page and taste. So sorry, dear. We have to take you off. It's this loud sound coming from your end. But thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate.
Yeah.
53 minutes gone past at 1. Sadly, that's as much call we can take us. I want us to talk about this. Who do I start with? All right, let me start with Pondit. Pondit, final words. Let's talk about this. What do you have to say about partners getting angry, couples getting angry in relationships? What's your take? How long do you think is ideal for them not to talk to each other? And if they are, you know, even supposed to keep or supposed to actually settle, what does it take? And just throw light on this.
Okay, first of all, if you are in a relationship and you have a problem,
yeah,
I feel if you give it a space, something might come in between and that might cause an end to that relationship. So for me, I believe if there's a problem, that's why there's a word like communication. You are angry, I get it. Like I always say, it's not that easy when you come on radio and you're talking about it on radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually very much difficult when you are in that situation.
True.
So if you're in that situation, it's better you just get angry for some minutes or some hours and all of that. And then you get talking to your partner. You have to just communicate. See, I was in one relationship some time back. And then I told the lady when we first started that if we have problem, we don't have to be taking it to anybody. We just have to, you know, knock it off by ourselves. So what I mean in essence is, no matter what it is, get angry.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you know, talk to your partner about it. I don't like this. I don't like that. Please don't do this again. This is why I got angry and all of that. So because of time, man, we can say the rest of them. If you are in that situation, let's say it in our DMs. My own is at House of Pundit. That's my social media handle. across all social media, actually, at House of Pundit. Pundit is spelled P-U-N-D-I-T. I'm a fun-loving guy, but not really appreciated by Ada like that.
Please.
But then again,
Dennis.
Thank you guys for always appreciating me on the show.
Dennis, final words from you.
Final word for me, like I said earlier on yesterday, you don't have time to bottle up whatever you're going through in your relationship. If you're mad with your partner, best thing for you, for your sanity, say it out. Say it out. Say something and say something. I think that's my last, that's my best word. So
okay.
If you need to reach out to me on Facebook, Dennis Samson Jimmy, Dennis Samson Jimmy, and on Instagram at I am Dennis Jimmy, at IamDennisGimmy. Send me a message and I will reply you.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Dennis. Yeah. And I'll say conflict, of course, quite inevitable in a relationship, so it's something that always happens. But then again, how you manage it is what is important. I'll advise, as soon as it arises, please sweetheart, try your best to settle it, because that period you think you need, it's actually not the best. I understand the pain, you want to cool off, you want to be in control of emotions and words and actions, but then again, as soon as you feel you are, don't let pride set in. Don't let ego set in. Okay? You've worked so hard, that relationship. Don't let little problems here and there make you, you know, kill that beautiful thing that you have. Of course, there are going to be problems. No relationship is perfect. So all you have to do is work on yourself, work on your endurance level, understanding level, and the love. Love is above all things. When you love that person, I bet you, it sees above flaws. You won't even want to not have that person around you. So, dearies, in all you do, make sure you put peace first. Now, I want you to try this out. Make a promise to your partner. Both of you should promise each other that you never, ever let a problem exceed 24 hours. Might be difficult, but whenever you are faced with a problem, whenever you have a challenge looking at you, I bet you, you remember that promise and you'll be like, if not that we made this promise never to let a problem exceed a day, I wouldn't have talked to you. I'm telling you this because it's something I have done, and trust me, it's very, very effective. That's to say, you have to be someone who can actually keep to his or her word. Say that, act that, and see how good your relationship will turn out to be. Thank you very much for always being part of the show. I go by the name Ada Blessing on Instagram. I am at Ada Blezy, A-D-A-B-L-E-Z-Y. With 58 minutes gone past 1, this is where we get a call today. But we're not leaving you just like that. Of course, you'll be listening to a repeat broadcast of The Morning Crossfire, that of The Sunny Side, and Hard Facts. Then at 5, Sheriff Cordry will be here live with The Morning Crossfire, where he's going to keep you updated with everything happening.